Welcome, everyone, to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I'm so excited to have you joining us for our speaker series. And I am really happy to introduce today's featured speaker, Sazu Hope. And Sazu Hope is a speaker and success coach to aspiring women entrepreneurs and business owners who struggle to find a work-life balance while growing their businesses. She talks about women creating a time freedom sequence as the single most successful way to create more prosperity and fulfillment in their business. And the women entrepreneurs who have been empowered by Sazu have quickly seen all the ways their lives can be simplified and set up to achieve so much more. So the reason I'm introducing Sazu to all of you is that she can inspire you to confidently show up and quickly grow your own lifestyle business while loving every minute of it. So welcome, Sazu. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I feel very, very honored.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I really enjoyed our conversations leading up to today, and you just have such a wonderful, positive energy about you. So I just want to say that I appreciate that, and you're very inspiring. So thank you for being such a gift to the world.
thank you. I think that the best that I could do is to really make the best out of my gifts, right, and actually share them, because hiding them doesn't really do anything for anybody.
Yeah, that's so great. Awesome. So I would love to just jump right in, and maybe you can take us on a little journey with you. And when we think about the theme of this summit for Miracle Business Breakthrough, I would love for you to take us back and share some of your own business breakthroughs that have gotten you to where you are today. So can you share with us some of your biggest breakthroughs?
Sure. So I feel that overall, when I go back and I really think about the different the journey that I took through my business, because I didn't start doing what I'm doing now, it ends up being a little bit of like a beautiful melange between the internal growth that I had to go through as an entrepreneur. And I've heard it said over and over again, and I completely agree that if you want the best self-development course on the planet, have your own business, because it really brings everything up. So the internal growth, the internal growth for me has been, and it still continues to be, because we're never going to be there, right? We're always striving for more. So that part has been really, has been very opening for me in many, many ways. And then the second part has been like the business strategies and so on. So not just, because I feel overall, most women, they almost like rely on one or the other. But I feel that when you put the two of those together, it really works well to bring you through through the breakthroughs, right? I think the two biggest ones, would you like me to share my two biggest ones that I've had?
Absolutely, yeah.
So the first one, it was more, a little bit more internal, I feel. It was really about getting over myself. It was getting over the fact that I can do everything by myself. I was always a go-getter. I was always the first in my class and always like A's everywhere. And I feel that when you go into a space that you're not entirely familiar with, you want to bring a lot of that mentality over with you. And I don't feel that for entrepreneurship that really works. There's just so many aspects of it. There's also energetic components that, you know, most people that are in the normal business world, like they wouldn't even think about. And yet I feel they're very, very relevant. So I had to get over myself. I had to get over the fact that I could do everything. And I really had to choose from a very empowered place to ask for help when I needed it. And for me, that was, you know, being able to listen to myself and know when I needed to invest, like when I needed to actually, you know, hire mentors. And also when I didn't need to do those things. So also listening to myself on the other aspect of it. and just say, no, you know what, this is more empowering for me would be in this moment to actually do this by myself, but not coming mm-hmm. from a place of running away, right? So right. not coming from a place of, okay, I'm going to run away and say, I can do this. No, I am empowered, and I choose to do this because this is what is going to allow me to grow more. So mm-hmm.
Can you give a specific example of, like, when you go back and think about the first time you asked for help, what was it? What was the moment for you that really said, okay, you know what? I know I'm used to being someone who really does everything on my own, and I'm used to being this go-getter and being able to do that, but I'm realizing that really what I need to do is ask for help. Is there a specific moment that you can share with us or a time
sure.
frame that happened? Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, I have a few. I have a few of those, and I feel that maybe going back to one of my first ones when the investment was ridiculously huge for me
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
everything in me, it was me hiring my mentor. And I think the cost of it was putting a big block between me and what I really knew was for my highest good, right? And
mm-hmm.
I feel that for the most part, I know in my own personal experience, sometimes what shows up is what needs to be cleared, you know? And so I had to make that decision. Okay, do I really want to stay where I am, or do I want to make this investment and really say yes to myself? Because it's not about saying yes to the other person, right? Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm going to say yes to you and hire you. No, it was more about me saying yes to myself. Like, I trust myself that I'm going to make this investment back. And I have. And
mm-hmm.
it's been absolutely wonderful because actually the funniest thing is, like, every time that I've made a major investment, I have gotten, like, a lot of money, like, almost right away, and a lot of opportunities
mm-hmm.
almost right away. So
mm-hmm.
it has always really shown me that I was really going in the right direction. So
right.
I think that was one of those. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
that's a really good point, because I think, when I'm thinking about our listeners who are tuning in today and hearing this, is that oftentimes, and maybe you've noticed this as well in your own personal experience or with your clients, where the way that we're brought up, for example, is to think, well, I'll wait until I've saved up enough money and budgeted
mm-hmm.
for the mentor or the assistant or whoever they're hiring to help, right? And it's one of those things where I've learned from my own mentors, and I've really helped my clients with this, is that this is one area where it really is the opposite, isn't it? It's almost like
yeah.
if you make the investment, then the budget will appear, you know, not magically, but it's part of the whole personal development journey within entrepreneurship, where
yeah.
when you trust in yourself, when you say, I love what you said, when you say yes to yourself and you say, you know what, I'm going to get a return on my investment. I am committed to this. I'm going to make it happen. That it actually can happen very quickly.
Yeah. And I feel like it's in becoming that woman, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you have to become that person that says yes to, like, that says yes to herself.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to become that woman that said yes to myself. And then in becoming that woman, of course, the opportunities will show up for that woman, right? The
right.
woman that is able to handle those opportunities, that's able to make the most of those opportunities. And, of
mm-hmm.
course, I also feel, like I said before, there's an energetic component there as well. That,
sure.
That really is, you know, part of universal law, so to speak, right? If
mm-hmm.
if you put it, if you give it, then you're going to receive it as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. And I love what you said. And everyone should write this down. For those of you listening, you know, I always encourage you to take notes, because these are such great speakers that are sharing their gifts with us. But what you said about what shows up is what needs to be cleared. I wrote that down when you said it, because I thought that is such a powerful statement. And
yeah.
whether you face that, whatever it is, now or later, it's not something that will necessarily go away, right? It's something that you need to be clearing within yourself. So It's so good. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. It's awesome.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I mean, it's always been the case. And if it, so to speak, like the patterns that show up, mm-hmm. they will continue, like you said, to show up until you clear them. Otherwise, they're still going to be hanging around. And who wants to be wasting that much time, really?
Right. And energy, right?
No. Too precious to be wasted.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So you said there were several other examples, though, of when you needed to kind of take a step back and ask for help. So what were those moments?
I think most of the moments are in the same category. Mm-hmm. The second thing that in the way of my own personal miracle breakthrough, like I said, there for me, it has been more of like the internal growth and mm-hmm. then the business strategy. So the second piece that I had thought about that was extremely valuable is to having like that solid business strategy, which I call the Time Freedom Secrets launch, so to speak, which is what I'm all about. In putting together that solid launch strategy that supports the business powerfully.
And you
right?
and you call it the Time Freedom Sequence. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the Time Freedom Sequence.
So time freedom for me in business, one of the things that I noticed almost right away is the fact that we end up wasting a lot of time. We end up wasting a lot of time, and then we're really not employing the time that we actually have doing the things that we really love that would be mostly very inspirational for us. So mm-hmm. there are women that are more of the mompreneur, and what really inspires them is to be connected with their families and to really be in that space of, you know, sharing and giving and connecting. And when you're a mompreneur, a lot of the time, like, you're just stuck behind the computer and you're not giving the best of yourself to your clients. For me, I have a lot of things that I really love to do. I mean, I'm just getting back because I've created so much time freedom for myself mm-hmm. that I'm now getting back to drawing, which I haven't mm-hmm. done for like 10 years, you know?
Right.
And, Finally, and I was able to go and travel throughout Thailand for a month and be able to just relax and enjoy myself without having really to do that much for my business at the time, because I have created that freedom with my business strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the Time Freedom Sequence is all about having a ready, set, evergreen launch sequence that covers every aspect of your business mm-hmm. that doesn't need to be recreated every month, and that is very solid through testing and research that mm-hmm. allows you to know your ideal clients, to really be able to market to them exactly what they are asking for, and to be able to provide incredible value to them. So it's not just about, you know, you getting. It's about giving so much that you are inspiring them to work with you. And that is the second, the huge breakthrough that I've had. And I have had extremely successful launches the last few times, but using this sequence for myself, and I've mm-hmm. been putting it with my clients as well. And it's working really excellent right now. So I'm really excited about it.
That's great. I love hearing success stories like that, you know, because it's all about really, really determining what your gifts are and then being able to share them with the world in a way that creates that business, that lifestyle business that we so desire and love, and then also provides great inspiration and guidance for your clients, right? So, so tell me, with what you are doing right now, what is it that you focus on? Like, what kind of services are you providing your clients?
Yeah, so I have, meaning like the type of programs and things like that, or?
Sure, yeah, definitely.
So the focus right now, and honestly almost 100%, is on the TFS launch, because I see that there's so much in that, in fully being able to optimize someone's business and the way that they launch to create mm-hmm. not only the results, like the financial results, but to create more visibility, to provide even more value to their ideal clients, and mm-hmm. also to be able to give you the time freedom, which is what it's all about for me, to be able to give you the time freedom to really live the lifestyle business that you're wanting. So whether you want to jet set around the world, whether you want to, you know, stay at home and chill out, or whether your own growth is at the top of your mind,
mm-hmm.
then you have the time to be able to do those things. Because right now I feel that I did an event for David Nagel just recently. I was one of his sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to connect with so many women, and the top of mind problem for almost every single one of them was their time. Like, they felt like they didn't have enough time, mm-hmm. you know, and that struggle doesn't need to be present. It doesn't need to be there anymore. And mm-hmm. I've made it my personal mission to support women in not having to go through that anymore, and to be able to have mm-hmm. to have both big, you know, have the cake and eat it too, so to speak. I want them to be able to do all of the things that they want to do, because there mm-hmm. is more than enough time for them to do that.
Definitely, definitely. And isn't David Nagel fantastic?
Well, he's actually my mentor, so yes, I totally, completely agree.
Yeah, so I went to his conference, his Breaking Free Live experience back in 2012, and I just thought it was one of the most phenomenal experiences. You know, I went into it thinking I was going to a business conference. I came out of it with my life changed. You know what I mean? He's just really
yeah.
a phenomenal speaker, an amazing mentor. And I haven't done any of his larger programs, but I have, you know, some of his products, and that's great. I love David. He's amazing. So, so it's
yeah.
good to, you know, shed light on some of our great mentors. So great job. And his book is really good too. Millions Within. When I went to his conference a couple years ago, he was just releasing his book, and so we all got in line, and he signed them, and we took photos with him, like little groupies. And but I still go back to his book and his teachings and my notes from that conference. That's how powerful he was. So, great.
Yeah, his stuff is very. I feel like the strength of it is all in the internal work, like more of the mm-hmm. universal law and the energetics of things.
Mm-hmm.
More so than the business strategies, and it has been of great support to me and to the people that are in his program. Like, I've seen the magic, so I'm
right.
a total believer.
Right, definitely. Well, it's great to share that, you know, because I think that oftentimes in when we're doing speaking engagements, even like this, we don't always acknowledge our own mentors, you know, and I know we're focusing on what we're doing and all of that. And at the same time, I think it's important for our listeners to hear that even your mentors have mentors, and coaches have coaches, and trainers have trainers. You know, it's about really practicing what we preach, and it's just a really powerful way to up-level yourself in business, and just having that support and guidance throughout your journey is so important, I think. So,
yeah.
So I love that.
And
you
really,
such a great mentor.
I do believe that we should all have mentors. We should all mm-hmm. be growing and living more and expanding more. So if
mm-hmm.
we are in any way stuck for a certain period of time, then it's time
mm-hmm.
to seek outside help. And that's
right.
why, that's one of the things that I first mentioned and in my own personal growth, and one of my biggest breakthroughs has been in me giving myself permission to
mm-hmm.
say yes to myself, and then going and getting the help that I require, because
right.
it will keep me stuck. And I'm here to grow. I'm here to grow my business. I'm here to create an incredible, successful business, and
mm-hmm.
nothing is going to stop me. So if something is stopping you there listening, then
mm-hmm.
you should be, you know, pretty much determining what that is and then seeking help.
Right, definitely. And it's really about finding the right fit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It totally
mm-hmm.
is. I agree.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Because there are a lot of great mentors out there, and I think that really what it comes down to is thinking about what, you know, so as those of you who are listening right now, when you're thinking about what it is that you really, really, really want or who you want to become, then it's good to find that mentor who is where you'd like to be, or at least is where you'd like to be in a few years. You know, you might work with a mentor for 1 year, you might work with them for 3 or 4 years, who knows, but it's just about really seeking out that person that is the right fit, and they have the business and lifestyle that is very desirable to you. So they've already done it, so it's not like you have to invent something on your own, right? Somebody else has paved the way for you. You'll still have your obstacles that you'll come up against, right, about what you said. What shows up is what needs to be cleared. I love how you said that, Sazer. That's great. And at the same time, it's nice to know that there are really great, highly influential, successful people who have shown the way, you know. And so find that. I really empower any of you who are thinking about up-leveling business to find the right fit for you and say, okay, what kind of business do I want to have and who do I want to become? And then find the right mentor who can guide you and support you along the way. So,
beautiful.
And two cents from us, right?
And yet, it's like the biggest problem, I feel. And we all try to do it by ourselves, and it just does not work.
Oh, for
and
sure.
I think what one of the things that you mentioned in a little bit of in the area of recreating the wheel. Because you're trying to do something that someone's already done it and someone's done it really well. So, like, why do it by yourself? And I feel for me and what I've seen with my clients is that they, like, that is the biggest time waster. A lot of them have been trying to recreate the wheel for years.
Right.
Years of waste of time. Oh, my God. Snap out of it.
Yeah, stop it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I had to get over myself. I'm telling you, with all the love in my heart, get over it. Okay? Get over it and get help.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's not because I'm also a mentor myself, you know, but it's more about I was one of those people, you know. I truly believed I could do it on my own, you know, and I had a background in the media with marketing and sales and business development and internet marketing. I've had a pretty solid background. So I thought, oh, surely I can do this on my own. And it's not that I couldn't do anything on my own. And at the same time, that first year or so where I didn't have a mentor, I was moving very slowly and I was doing way too many things. I offered way too many services, huge variety of services. And it was confusing to my audience. And I had a background in marketing. I was good at what I had done in my career, and I thought that would easily translate into business. And sure, now there are things that have helped me, but what has been a game changer are the mentors and the community I surround myself with, really. So I agree, get over yourself and know that, you know, I think what happens, the natural thought process that happens that makes us so resistant is we think about the money. That's what it comes down to. Well, I can't afford it, you know, and that really is a mindset. And so that's something that is showing up for a lot of people. And so, as Sazu said, it's something that needs to be cleared. And if ever you want to experience that abundant mindset, then you've really got to let that go and really think about, okay, where do I want to be, you know, a year from now? Where do I want to be in 3 years? Where do I want to be between now and the end of this year? And what am I doing that's working and what am I doing that maybe isn't working? And really be honest with yourself. And when you find the right mentor, they will help you overcome those specific obstacles because they've already done it and you'll save so much time. So, yes, a little bit of a soapbox, but I wish somebody would have said that to me when I first got started. I still may have not been ready to hear it, but at some point it clicked and it's been the biggest game changer. So, really great, great advice. I love it. So aside from your Time Freedom Sequence launch, what else are you focusing on now in your business?
In my business, you know what? I am putting all of my efforts towards that right now because I want to there's a few things that I'm working towards. Eventually, Time Freedom Sequence will be a group program. But right now, I'm focusing on making it really accessible to all types of online businesses. and so that people can even do it, you know, for their brick and mortar businesses if they desire. And I want to make sure that it's covering all the aspects. So I'm working towards fully optimizing that sequence so that it's really accessible to everybody in different styles of businesses. And I, you know, I just have so much passion for this. Because I know what's possible with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see it, and I see the way that it's working with my clients and for me, and I just feel like, wow. It, not only for what it can do for your business, because obviously, you know, that's great, but what it can do for you, like your soul, like the person that you are inside. You know, when you're feeling unfulfilled in one area of your life because you feel, you said that, you know, money is the biggest obstacle, and I will 100% agree. And then I also feel that time is a big obstacle for people. I feel like those two are the ones that are causing the most problems in people living the lifestyle business that they really want to live. And when you don't have the time, then everything starts falling apart, and then there's resentment, and then there's guilt, and then there's this, and then there's that. So my goal is to ensure that women have that time, that they actually get that time for themselves, that they create it, okay, by building a super solid business strategy that works for them in their own business.
Definitely. That is so great. I love it. So a lot of our listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in business of earning $10,000 each month on a consistent basis. So I'm asking each of our experts to share their own top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So what three tips can you share with our listeners today?
Okay, sure. So I remember when you said about, you know, your first year in business, and you said that you were confusing your audience. You know, and even though you knew how to do certain things, like, it was still not 100% clear. So for me, the first step is that you should focus a lot of your energy, especially at the very beginning, on getting yourself to a space where you're very clear with your message, with your offer, with your marketing, and that everything is flowing in the same direction. And that you have a very specific service or offer or a message and all those things that you're giving to the world. Because clarity will be your biggest time waster, I feel, and especially at the very beginning. You will waste so much time changing this and changing that and recreating the wheel and, you know, and not, you know, wasting launch after launch and not being able to get the results that you're seeking because people are not being attracted to your message because you're not clear enough. So you should get yourself to a space of crystal clarity, what I call crystal clarity. And if you are not in that space and you're not able to get there by yourself, then I say definitely ask for support. So if it's with me or with another mentor, you definitely should be seeking support and making sure that your message, your brand, your strategy, what you're putting out to the world is very, very clear, okay, that there's no question about it and that your particular ideal client is 100% resonating with it, okay? That would be the first thing. The second thing that I have for you today is that I would, I don't feel like I have this one, but I feel like a lot of the people in the field and some of my clients, like, I found this one to be one of the biggest problems is the fact that they're not claiming their worth. So you need to really ensure that the prices that you have for your services is resonating with the results. It's pretty much representing the results that your clients are seeking. So, like, if you're giving, let me see if I can explain this. the pressure should be based on the results and not on the time that you're spending on it or necessarily the service that you're giving. Because a lot of the times you end up creating a JOB for yourself where you're still working dollars per hour, right? And
right.
that doesn't allow you to expand your lifestyle business. So if you're providing a service, like I give this example all the time, if you're providing a service that makes your client or saves your client like $20,000, then you potentially could charge $20,000 because that is what you're doing. You're giving someone the highest potential for that service or offer that you have that you're giving your clients. It's for $20,000. So, but I position this in a way that it's all about your worth because I feel like that's the biggest block in people really charging what they want to be charging for their services. So you definitely need to, you know, be in a space of being able to claim your worth for yourself. And whatever it is that you need to do to get to that space, but that's definitely one way that it shows up that allows you to grow your business. Does that make sense? I don't
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. No, I think this is a huge topic, and it's something where so many newer entrepreneurs will ask the question, especially for service-based businesses, well, what should I charge? You know, I don't want to be too expensive, or I don't want to be too cheap, or what does my pricing say about me? And they get really caught up in all of that. And and one of the best things I remember hearing, because especially for those of you who are coaches out there, and I know there's a lot of coaches listening, right? Here's something that I remember hearing from Christian Michelson, who's a business coach as well, and he's great, great inspiration. He said, just think of it this way. There will always be someone out there who cannot, in their minds at least, afford your services. So whether that's $20 or $1,000, there will always be someone who can't afford it, right? Who says, I can't even pay my cell phone bill, right? Or whatever the situation is. And at the same time, there will always be someone who will be happy to pay your top dollar. That will pay, you know, we both know mentors who charge $20,000 for a VIP day or $10,000 for a VIP day or maybe $12,000 to work with them for a year or for a program. So there are those people out there that offer that level of service. And I like what you said about focusing on the types of results that you're helping generate for your clients. And the one thing that people get caught up in, they might say, well, that's easy for people who are in the you know, the area of business coaching, for example, because it's the same kind of return on investment, right? You're investing money, and ideally, you're generating money. So what if I'm a love coach, or what if I'm an energy healer, or what if I'm, you know, a massage therapist, or what if I, you know, there's all these other areas. So think of the value. It's not always that the return has to be in the same form. For someone who's been wanting to find the love of their life, and you are the extraordinary matchmaker and love coach, right? How do you put a price tag on that? So just remember, there will always be someone who can afford whatever you charge, whatever that number may be. And sometimes we just get caught up in our heads about what we think we should charge. So that is I'm so glad you brought that up because it's a struggle for a lot of people and they feel some kind of a little bit of negative energy around it. Like, well, I don't want to be too greedy or I don't want to be too this or that. But just don't think of it that way.
I feel that the reason that they're going into that is because they're really comparing themselves to someone else. And the comparison shouldn't even be there. Like, you shouldn't even be comparing yourself to anybody else. It's not about them. Like, because what they'll be able to offer their clients is completely different from you because you're the one that's delivering the service.
Right.
So the way that you will do it will be different from the way that they will do it. And even if someone has the same exact process and you're putting someone through the same exact process as someone else is, and they're charging a certain amount, that doesn't mean that they're going to get the same result because you are different. So, and that's why it's all about the worth. Like, you claiming your worth and what you feel like someone is really getting out of this, like, you know, via results or even saving time. Like, you know, like you give the example of the love coach, someone that, you know, that has spent the last 5 years, you know, feeling lonely and feeling like, you know, not confident in themselves or going through like 1,000 days and it not working out. There's like a huge benefit to that.
Mm-hmm.
So you saving someone 5 years, like another 5 years of misery, like of not
mm-hmm.
being able to feel like, you know, happy or in companionship with someone or being able to just hold someone. There's
mm-hmm.
a huge value to that. So in
right.
just saving, like the way that you're saving someone from living life in that way, in that lifestyle, like
mm-hmm.
they're like, I have no words.
Yeah.
I have no words.
Absolutely.
That's huge. If that's mm-hmm. you, if that's you and you're doing that for someone, go get them, Tiger. That's
yeah.
all. Because
totally.
They need you. They need you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So did you have one? I know we had, so getting clear with your message, making sure that you're ensuring your prices that are resonating with your results. So was there a third tip that you wanted to share?
Yeah, so I really feel that the third tip and the major tip for me and what I found is that people need to create time freedom. And that's the one that I've already talked about. But you really need the time freedom, okay? Without the time freedom, then it's really hard for you to grow your business. It's really hard for you to feel inspired so that you can grow your own business. It's really hard for you to get really high quality like high quality to your clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that time freedom is the key for you to be able to support even more people, to expand, to grow as a person, and to
mm-hmm.
live your amazing lifestyle business.
Right. So, and of course, they can learn more about that by checking out your time freedom sequence, correct? So,
yes,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So, this has been so great chatting with you today. Is there anything else you would like to share before we wrap up our interview with you today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I have a little gift for everybody that's listening right now, and that is my lifestyle business schedule process. So
mm-hmm.
I have created a really amazing process which helps you really understand where you are wasting time, what really needs to be in your schedule and what doesn't primarily,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we
right.
end up wasting so much time. And it really gives you time for everything that is a real priority, the things that are non-negotiable for you. So this is the kale and green juice of the lifestyle business, okay? So if you don't have it in place, if you don't have, like, a solid scheduled process, then you will definitely want to go and check it out. It's so much more than just a way to write your schedule and your calendar and to position your meetings and all of that stuff. It's more of a way to really getting to know how you're spending your time, what's
mm-hmm.
a priority for you, and how you can make it even more fulfilling for you in every aspect of your life. So if you want to check that out, then I believe that there's a way that they can, there's a link that they can
yes.
click on that they will be able to direct you there. And I really hope that you go and check it out because it is transformational. It will really give you the opportunity to create time where you
mm-hmm.
feel like there is none right now.
Right. And especially for those of you who have struggled over the years of time management, I know that there's so many who ask that question about, oh, I need to know where I'm focusing my time, or when I plan out my day and then it goes sideways, what am I supposed to do? So I think that this type of a tool will be really handy for you to make sure that you're creating the lifestyle business that you love. So thank you so much for being so generous and providing that. We will make sure that the link is on Sazu's speakers page, so be sure to check that out. And this is a really great opportunity for you to grow in the area of time management and creating a really great lifestyle business. So Sazu, thank you so much for being a guest speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough. This has been so much fun.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, like I said at the beginning, I'm very, very honored to be here and super happy to have connected with you again.
Yeah, likewise. And we do hope to chat with you again in the near future. I know we're going to stay connected, and it's always great to meet other wonderful coaches and mentors throughout the country. So thank you again. I'm so glad that we connected as well. So.
Oh, my pleasure.
Absolutely. And to those of you who are listening to our series, thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.